This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 774. Learn tons of new ways to connect with a bunch of native speakers in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we show you the difference between lots of and a lot of, and we give you one warning about a textbook phrase that you should avoid if you want to build great connections. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team, but it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. What's going on, Michelle? What's on your agenda for the week, or what's on your agenda for this coming weekend? I know it's just Monday, but we like to think about the weekend, right?
Yeah, that's true. Oh man, for this coming weekend, my parents are coming to visit, so that's exciting. Nice.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Let's see. What am I doing? I'm planning a big hike, my presidential traverse round two. Just lots of big hikes planned and yeah, lots of exciting stuff happening this summer. Of course, later in the summer, we have our urban English adventures happening. Our listeners, 8 lucky listeners are coming to Boston. I'm so excited for that. It's going to be amazing.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. So I want to start off by reading the names of the people who reviewed us. We love it when you guys review us. Thank you so much for these reviews. So I want to say thank you to Fad Salim from the USA on June 11th, Alonzo Freire from Brazil on June 11th, and Salamat Zia from Brazil on June 17th. Guys, if you haven't reviewed us yet, please go on over and leave a review for the All Ears English Podcast, okay? Thank you so much to these reviewers.
All right. Thank you, guys. That means so much to us.
Exactly. So let's dive into it. Michelle, what can I ask you a question? Would you mind?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Michelle, you ride the subway to work in the morning, right?
Yes.
When you ride the subway, are there usually a lot of people?
Yes.
Yeah.
I never get to sit down ever, 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 ever.
Oh, that's so annoying. Do you like being around a lot of people?
Not like that.
Not like that. Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like my arm is going to break off because I'm trying to hold on to a pole, but there are so many people, and I like wonder like if my arm will fall off.
Do they still publish that Metro magazine or the New York AM New York magazine?
Yeah, they still have that. Yeah. What about you, Lindsay? Do you run into lots of people on a daily basis?
Actually, no, because I work from home. Sometimes I don't talk to anyone all day, which is the other extreme. And sometimes I don't like that. You know, I like to talk to people. I like to interact with people. So,
well, I want to say that the subway is the best place for interaction. So you're not missing out on that.
I know. So today we had a good question from a listener about the phrases a lot of and lots of. So we're going to answer the question and then we're going to give this listener some other ways to say this and one thing to avoid, okay, when you talk about quantity. So first, guys, if you're still trying to figure out how to spend your time to build connection, because that's what it's all about on this show, right? Uh-huh. We want to send you over and get a free video lesson. Michelle, where can they go to get that free video lesson?
You want to go to allearsenglish.com/secrets.
Yeah, get it. The 7 simple secrets to connection. It's a very cool video, guys. Go and download it and watch it and get inspired. Okay, so let's dive into it. This is the question by Lucia. Actually, this might be a woman. Lucia? Is it Lucia? I'm sorry. I don't know if this is this sounds like a female name. So let's say it's Lucia. Okay. So Michelle, could you read the question?
Sure. Okay, here we go. Hello, I want to know what is the difference between a lot of and lots of? And I have to add that you girls have become part of my daily life. God bless you. I am part of a ton of people who love your work. Thank you in advance. Oh, thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, we love our listeners. That's the point. Mm-hmm. We love our listeners. Awesome. So, Michelle, I think we can answer this for Lucia real simply, right? So, a simple answer. Mm-hmm. Are they the same or not?
They are the same, except lots of is more casual.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to give our listeners some native tricks to kind of extend these and to see them used differently from their textbooks, right? Because you guys, maybe you haven't seen them used properly in your textbooks or used at all. So Michelle, are there lots of rats? Are there a lot of rats in the New York City subway?
Yeah, lots.
Okay. So what was the trick there? How did we change it?
Okay, so I just said lots, and I dropped lots of and lots of rats. So this is like a native and casual.
And is it common?
Yeah.
Sure. And what else could you have said, right?
Okay. Well, what else could I have said? Yeah, I could have said a lot.
Yeah, yeah. You could have said a lot. So you said lots. You could have said...
Yeah, a lot.
You also could have said tons, right?
Ooh.
So here's another example.
All right. So Lindsay, are there a lot of books at the Cambridge Public Library?
Yeah, tons.
Why would I ask that question?
That's a very strange question.
No, there are no books.
You know why? Because when I was writing this conversation, I was in the library.
Oh, okay. I'm like, no. Well, it is the library, Michelle.
There are no books. Michelle, you've been spending too much time in the subway. That's the problem.
Yeah, really. I think, oh my gosh. Okay, but yes, so, exactly. Tons.
In that case, we said tons. And so what does this mean?
So this is, this means a lot.
Lots,
I mean,
it's right,
even more than a lot. So it's a.
It's a little bit of an intensify. It might be a little more intense, like an intensify might be a little bit more than a lot, right? Tons.
Yep.
A little more emphasis, but it's just another way. And another way to say that could be, yeah, a ton, right? Are there a lot of books at the Cambridge Library? You say, yeah, a ton. A ton.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So there's one warning we have for our listeners, though, here, Michelle. I mean, I feel like I've heard English students and I've seen in textbooks the phrase, the word many here in these kinds of situations. Now, do you think that works?
To say many? No, I think this wouldn't be good for that situation. Like, oh, there's so that. There are many rats on the subway. No.
Right. Why? Because sure, grammatically, it's fine. Yes, your textbooks are going to teach it. And the ironic thing is, like, so are your teachers. I mean, I've done this too. When I was living in Japan teaching English, I adopted a little bit of teacher talk, which is some kind of a mix between native English and non-native English. It's like you want to move closer to your students, so you end up using phrases that are a little bit unnatural. And I've even seen this like on TV or like in the news, you see like politicians talking to other international folks and you hear them using these phrases that are not very natural. They wouldn't use.
I'm thinking about an example of the quote, not to bring Trump in this again, but the quote where he talked about Russia and he said, I've faced great pressure from blah, blah, blah. I can't remember what it was. I'm trying to remember the situation. I faced great pressure. And we wouldn't really say great pressure to another native speaker, would you? Mm. You say, I've faced a ton of pressure, so much pressure, a lot of pressure, not great pressure.
Yeah. True.
So that's kind of another example. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, that's a good point, Lindsay.
Yeah. So don't say many. Instead, use these things that we're teaching you, like tons, a ton, mm-hmm. lots, mm-hmm. a lot of, lots of. Okay. Don't use this kind of textbook language. Okay. So what could you say if you want to use many?
You could say so many. Like, there's so many Uber cars on the road now, or you could use too many, right?
Yep. There are too many Uber cars on the road now, right? There are too many hoops to jump through if you want to run for office, political office, right? But avoid many just alone. And if you listen to native speakers, if you want to see if I'm right, you don't have to take my word for it. You can listen to more podcasts and see what you hear, guys. Okay. You can use this as a hypothesis and go out and prove it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of when I would, I would say, oh, like, there are many different, like...
Right.
There are many different roads you can take in life, or there are many ways you can get there. Like, so I would use it, or I think I would use it a lot more maybe in the negative sense. There aren't many...
Sure, yeah.
Oh, there aren't many options, like...
Exactly. Yeah, to describe something else, to modify something else, to quantify something, but not just alone, right? Are there a lot of books in the library? Yes, many. No, that's weird.
No. Yeah, that's weird.
Okay.
That's weird.
Yeah, these are the nuances of English, guys, that you're not going to get anywhere else. You're not going to get in your textbooks and maybe not in your classes, okay? Very cool.
Do you get paralyzed and does your mind go blank when you listen to native speakers? There are 7 simple things that you can do to finally start connecting with natives, and you can find out what they are for free. Go to allearsenglish.com/secrets and watch the video now. allearsenglish.com/secrets.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's one other, Michelle?
One other is a bunch of.
Yeah, I like that too. Supernatural.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, last night I was out having dinner in Central Square, Cambridge, and we were looking at all the restaurants that we haven't gone to. There are a bunch of new restaurants I want to try, right? Mm-hmm. And how about you in your neighborhood, in your new neighborhood, Michelle? Are there a bunch of places you want to check out?
Oh, yeah. There are tons, actually. There are a bunch of, like, really cool places that I want to try.
Okay, awesome. So we're going to put this into action here, guys, and we're going to show you how these are used in a real conversation. So let's do it. So in this case, I am planning a trip to Acadia National Park, which I am. By the time this comes out, I will be done with my trip to Acadia National Park. Oh. Right? I'm going camping. So excited. And we're going,
that's nice.
We're going whitewater rafting too, which is going to be cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, okay. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. So Lindsay, are you all ready for your trip?
Oh, no, not quite, Michelle. I'm such a procrastinator. I left it all until the last minute.
Well, what do you have left on your list?
Lots of things.
Like what?
Well, first of all, I need to book a campsite. There will be tons of people on vacation that week.
Oh, wow. You better get on that, especially since it's July 4th week. Sorry.
Yeah, well, worst case, I'm hoping there'll be a bunch of Airbnb options if we can't get a tent site. Okay.
Okay. Nice.
I like this. I like it when we use like real situations. It's more interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go back to the beginning here. What did we use? We threw in a couple of these examples, right? So we said what? So you said, well, what do you have left on your list to do?
And you said lots of things. And I like how you, it's really not lots of things. It's lots of.
Exactly. Yeah. You're not going to say lots of things. You're going to say lots of things, lots of things. Okay. So listen for that. I think part of the struggle, guys, with listening is that you're listening for the wrong things. You might be listening for lots of things and you'll never hear that. You want to listen for lots of things. Okay.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, if you join us in that weekend in August 18th, 19th, and 20th, you're going to get a chance to hear natives speak that way. So you'll start to tune your ear. Okay.
Right.
Again, to learn more about that, at this point, applications are probably closed, but to learn more about that for next time, go to allearsenglish.com/Boston. Okay. Cool. Okay. What else did we say here?
Well, after you said lots of things, so you said there will be tons of people on vacation that week.
Tons. Again, there'll be tons of people. And again, this is another example where we wouldn't say there will be tons of people. No, what would we say instead?
Tons of people.
Yeah, there'll be tons of people there that weekend. That is natural English, guys. Very cool.
Yep.
That's how you connect. Awesome. And then we used a bunch of, right? So I said, yeah, well, worst case, I'm hoping there'll be a bunch of Airbnb options. Okay.
Yeah.
And again, it's interesting here. I said, so what we wrote down is I'm hoping there will be, but how did I say that? I kind of pushed it all together. Right. I said, I'm hoping there'll be a bunch. Right. So really interesting, guys. Go back, get the transcripts here. Go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. Get the transcript for this episode and go through it again. Okay. What's Perfect. The bonus phrase for today?
The bonus phrase is worst case. Sorry. Yeah. Yes. Worst case. Yes.
I like that. I love this phrase. What is this? I mean, could you read that phrase again, Michelle, just so they hear it in context?
Yeah, well, worst case, I'm hoping there will be a bunch of Airbnb options if we can't get a tent site. Worst case.
What the heck am I saying there?
You're like, I feel like we've done an episode. Maybe you guys can Google it. Yeah. I mean, maybe you guys can look it up, but like worst comes to worst and things like that. It's like the very worst that will happen, and it's not so bad.
Exactly. And that's right. So we have done an episode on worst comes to worst. So you should go to allearsenglish.com, type it in the search bar. And you could also say, well, worst case scenario, mm-hmm. right? You're kind of taking off. But if you want to minimize this phrase and just take it down to its most basic elements, you could always say, yeah, well, worst case, I'm hoping there'll be a bunch of Airbnb options. So natural, guys. Again, Michelle, these are the phrases that are going to help our listeners connect. So, you want to know what this means when you hear it and you want to try to use it so you guys can have better connections.
Yeah, this is really good stuff, guys.
This is really good stuff. Very cool. Okay. All right, Michelle. So what are you doing for 4th of July weekend? Anything exciting?
I'm going to New Orleans.
Oh, that's right. You told us that before. A little jambalaya, a little music.
Yeah, okay. I can't wait.
All right. Well, I hope you have a great time.
Thanks, and
tell us
too.
About it when you get back.
I will.
All right. Thanks for hanging out today. Guys, remember, if you are preparing for the IELTS exam, go on over, subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast. Okay. We are out of here for now. Michelle, thanks for hanging out. See you next time.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good one.
Bye. You too.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.